Tuesday, June 22nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Great ruler of all space and time, you give us daylight to employ. In work for you, that with the night refreshing sleep we may enjoy. While silence and darkness reign, preserve our souls from sin and harm. Let nothing evil venture near to cause us panic or alarm. And while we thus renew our strength untouched by taint of sinful fire, let hearts and minds find rest in you, the source of every good desire. O Father, this we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your only Son, whom with the Spirit we adore, one God who reigns forevermore. Amen. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Lord, remember your pilgrim church. We sit sweeping at the streams of Babylon. Do not let us be drawn into the current of the passing world, but free us from every evil and raise our thoughts to the heavenly Jerusalem. And repeating the first antiphon, if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. And the second antiphon, in the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. Psalm 138. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before you your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Listen to the prayers of your church, Lord God. In the presence of the angels, we praise your name. You keep the proud at a distance and look upon the lowly with favor. Stretch out your hand to us in your suffering. Perfect in us the work of your love and bring us to life. And repeating the second antiphon, in the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. And the third antiphon, adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, 5 through 9, and 10 and 12. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy of you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom with priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. And our reading for this Tuesday night is Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ, rich as it is, dwell in you, in wisdom made perfect, instruct and admonish one another. Sing gratefully to God from your hearts in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. Whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. and our responsory. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. Fulfillment and endless peace in your presence when I see your face, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. And now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty and holy is your name. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. And now our intercessions. Let us praise Christ who gives power and strength to his people, and let us entreat him with sincere hearts, saying, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. Christ our strength, you called your faithful ones to your truth. Mercifully grant them faith and perseverance. Let us pray, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. Direct our leaders according to your will, and help them to keep us in peace. Let us pray, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. You provided bread for the hungry crowd. Teach us to share our resources with the needy. Let us pray, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. Do not direct world leaders to give attention only to the needs of their own nations, but give them above all a respect and a deep concern for all people. Let us pray, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. Grant blessed life and resurrection to our brothers who have fallen asleep, and may all those who have believed in you share in your glory. Let us pray, hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. And now let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Lord, may our evening prayer come before you, and let the faith our lips profess live in the prayerful thoughts of our hearts. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.